Hallelujah. This is another wonderful day. We bless God for making it possible for us to see a new day, the 14th day of the month of April, year 2021. Wherever you are, begin to bless His name, begin to appreciate Him, begin to honor Him, give Him the glory, give Him the adoration. He's worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be honored, worthy to be lifted high. Bless His holy name. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the God of the heart. It must Zion, side of the northern city of the great King. It must Zion, side of the northern city of the great King. How great is our God! How great is His name! Is our greatest God forever the same? He rose by the water of the material sea. He saved and believe Him. Put your trust in Him. You love Him, begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him, begin to appreciate Him. Father, we thank You because You are good. Father, we thank You because You are great. Father, we thank You because You are mighty. We thank You because there is no one like You. We thank You because You are from everlasting to everlasting. We thank You because You are the great King. Thank You, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life, overshadow my life, overshadow my life, overshadow my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, arise and fight for me. Arise and fight for me. In Jesus, say, any power using the night to oppress me, in the name of Jesus, any power using the night to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. When you say die, you are saying that the effort of that power should be wasted. Any power using the night to oppress me, in the name of Jesus, any power using the night to oppress me, in Jesus' name. Say, any power flying in the night against me, in the name of Jesus, any power flying in the night against me, in the name of Jesus, any power flying in the night against me, in Jesus. Say, any power reporting me in the coven, in the name of Jesus, any power reporting me in the coven, in the name of Jesus, any power reporting me in the coven, there, in Jesus' name, we pray. Say, any power placing his leg on the wall against my destiny, in the name of Jesus, any power placing his leg on the wall against my destiny, in the name of Jesus, any power placing his leg on the wall against my destiny, in the name of Jesus, any power placing his leg on the wall against my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, yesterday I was talking about the tragedy of hidden curses. The tragedy or the danger of hidden curses. Curses that are hidden. Curses that are hiding. Curses that are there, but they are causing dangerous havoc. They are hidden curses. Hidden curses are curses that have been in our life, and we don't know they are there, but the operation of the curses are very visible. Sometimes they are curses we inherited. Sometimes they are curses from the action we have performed. All these curses will always cause terrible to happen. Hidden curses can be curses from your action. Imagine when somebody is maltreating a widow. He put himself, according to the Bible, under a curse. And that curse is hidden, fighting against him. Even that the widow has never cursed him, but he's already cursed. Imagine somebody who pregnated the mother and pregnated the daughter. He has put himself or herself under, he has put himself under a curse. And therefore, that fellow also is under a curse, and that curse is hidden curses. When someone pregnated a mother and pregnated a daughter at the same time, even if those people never cursed him, the Bible says he's cursed, and the curses are hidden curses. When somebody deliberately maltreated another person, somebody decided to go and dupe another fellow, he has put himself under a curse. These are hidden curses. You are the one that pregnated the lady, and you are the one that have that pregnancy, but you deny. You put yourself under a curse. Hidden curses. Even if the lady never cursed you, you have put yourself under a curse. These are curses we call hidden curses. They are not, majority of them are not curses that are spoken. They are not verbal. They are curses from the action that we have done. They are curses that we inherited. They are curses that hide in our blood. Curses from the actions that you performed yourself, and you thought nobody is there, nobody ever spoken again, but you are under a curse. It's a hidden curse. All these kind of curses are terrible, because the way they operate with a long leg. They can catch up with any man wherever he goes in life. They hang upon the destiny of people. They are there like a blanket that cover the fellow from being seen. They are there like a blanket that cover the fellow's head from receiving blessing. They are there like a blanket that take the fellow out from the, from the appearance of those who need to help him. A curse like this is a terrible one. A curse like this is a very, very terrible one. So we should understand when a curse like this is operating. A curse is a satanic mandate given to demon to wreck somebody's effort. So a curse is laboring under a burden. When the destiny is laboring under a burden of backwardness, is a curse. And you know, a curse has power to close people's heaven. A curse is terrible. It's like a greeting in failure. So a curse is a sentence that is calling punishment upon someone. Punishment, punishment, punishment. Wherever they go, wherever the person goes, that curse is calling punishment on him. A curse will always make promotion to become a failure thing to experience. You know, somebody said a curse is a promotion failure, and I agree. It's a failure mechanism that operates on promotion. Immediately a person is operating under hidden curse, promotion will never come. It will remain on one spot for many years. And do you know a curse can help the attack of the enemy? Hidden curses are curses that put somebody under the yoke of darkness. A curse will put somebody in a prison of retrogression. When you are experiencing reoccurrence of evil, you are under a curse. A curse can strangulate people's destiny. You must pray very well and deal with this curse. All the profitless artwork is a curse. When a prince is trekking on the ground and the servant is riding his horse, it's a curse. When you are robbed of your blessing and your entitlement, you are under a curse. A curse can form a dark ceiling over the head of people. A curse can serve as a spiritual magnet to pull people down. Somebody is climbing a ladder in the dream and something pushes him down. It's a curse. You must pray against it with aggression. You must deal with it with fire. Do you know, and I want you to know that a curse will not just die on its own until you deal with it. Do you know that a curse comes into the people's life like a seed, and it grows and becomes a terrible tree? The Bible says that curse is anyone that is hung on the tree. If not Jesus that died on the cross of Calvary, there's no hope for every one of us that is under a curse. Even people who don't pay tithe, the Bible says they are under a curse. Therefore, we need to strive and pray against that curse now. When there is hidden curse in the life of someone, and you don't break it, you don't deal with it, it cannot go by itself. It will remain there, be destroying that life. So it will be serving his purpose, because every course is being is being followed or monitored by a demon. And that demon will be working evil until you break the curse. So if there are hidden curses in the life of someone, it's one of the terrible things so far. Think about your action. You may need to confess them. Think about what you have done. Think about what you have done many, many years ago. You may need to confess them so that the curses can be broken. I pray that God will deliver every one of us in Jesus' name. Get ready right now. Bring out your bottle of oil and a bottle of water. But I want you to confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Have mercy upon me now. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to pray on that water now. Father, I pray on this bottle of oil. Let the fire of deliverance enter into this bottle of oil. Yoke-breaking power of the Holy Ghost enter into this bottle of oil. The anointing that breaks curses enter into this bottle of oil. The water be anointed by power and fire. Any kind of curse that this oil encounters shall be broken. As you anoint yourself, the curses over your destiny shall be broken. The evil umbrella that covers you from being blessed shall be roasted. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to shout loud and clear. And I want you to pray very well. Say it with power. Say with power with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Say every hidden curse hanging upon my family tree. Break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden curse hanging upon my family tree. Break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden curse hanging upon my family tree. Break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden curse hanging upon my family tree. Break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden curse hanging upon my family tree. Break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I release myself from all hidden curses in the name of Jesus. I release myself from all hidden curses in the name of Jesus. I release myself from all hidden curses in the name of Jesus. I release myself from all hidden curses in Jesus' name. Say, any stranger in any area of my life, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Any stranger in any area of my life, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Any stranger in any area of my life, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. Any stranger in any area of my life, come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your belly button. And say, inherited curses affecting my well-being, break in the name of Jesus. Inherited curses affecting my well-being, break in the name of Jesus. Inherited curses affecting my well-being, break in the name of Jesus. Inherited curses affecting my well-being, break in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, take the oil and anoint your head. And shout it with power. Say, hidden curses assigned to scatter my efforts, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden curses assigned to scatter my effort. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest area. Say, every curse behind infirmity in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse behind infirmity in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, anoint your two hands and say, if my hands have been cursed, oh God, my Father, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus, if my hands have been cursed, oh God, my Father, deliver, 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 deliver my hand. If my hands have been cursed, oh God, my Father, deliver my hand, deliver my hand, deliver my hand. In Jesus' name, anoint your two legs. Say, if my legs have been cursed, oh God, my Father, deliver my legs. In the name of Jesus, if my legs have been cursed, oh God, my Father, deliver my legs, deliver my legs, deliver my legs. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for that fellow. You have been cursed by a strange woman. I pray that that curse have been broken in the name of Jesus. You remember what you did for that woman, and that woman had cursed you. I pray that every curse placed upon you by this strange woman, because you have entered into a covenant with her, that curse have been broken in Jesus' name. There's another man here. You were cursed by a lady that you aborted for, and the womb of that lady was affected. I pray that today the Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you aborted for any lady and her womb was destroyed, please private chat me immediately. We need to help you. You have to go through prayer of redemption. There's somebody here. You use the blood of animal to bath, to take your bath. They recommended it for you. I never knew who done that. But you use the blood of animal to take your bath. Please private chat me so that we can give you prayer you need to use. Every cause as a result of the blood I have shed, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause as a result of the blood of innocent children I have shed, break, break. Every cause as a result of the innocent blood I have shed, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Every cause of murder through abortion, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of murder through abortion, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of murder through abortion, break, break, break in Jesus' name. We pray. There's somebody here. You are there in overseas, but you have never been able to make any progress. It's because you are under a curse. You knew what you did. Please, quickly, let me have a discussion with you. You did something very evil, and you have hidden it. You have not told anybody. But this has put you under a curse. And without you dealing with it, you can't move forward. You can't move forward at all. There's no way out of it. Listen very well. A curse cannot just be removed anyhow and you break it. The Bible says, curseless shall not come. A curse doesn't just stay. And you cannot wish a curse to just go. No, it must be broken. You will confess the legal ground that is holding it, and you will break it. Don't deceive yourself, beloved. There's no point deceiving yourself. There's no point at all. There's somebody listening to me now, right now. You are a young man. You rape, you gang rape. Not only you, you are about three. The three of you gang rape a young lady. And this really has become a guilt in your heart. Please, you need to confess that sin unto the Lord. Tell God to have mercy on you. And pray very well against it. If God is leading you to do restitution, you don't know how to do it, let me know. Let's give you a guardian so that you can do things well. The enemy has been hiding under this and has become a stronghold. But God has provided a means for you to escape. Shout it loud and clear, say, my Father, deliver me from all hidden curses. In the name of Jesus, my Father, deliver me from all hidden curses. 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 In the name of Jesus, my Father, deliver me from all hidden curses. In Jesus' name we pray. The Almighty God will fight for you. The glory of God will defend you in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Aha. There's another fellow here. You stole a thing, a property, and there is an item you stole, and they were looking for those who have stolen it, and they said everybody should curse themselves. You each also curse yourself, and they also pronounce a curse, and now you are under the yoke. Please, quickly, let me hear from you so that we can direct you what to do. You can't continue to be in bondage. You can't continue to be under the labor. You can't continue to labor under a yoke like this. You must be free. The death of Jesus Christ on Calvary must not be a waste over you. The Lord will liberate you. If you can be bold enough and private chat us, oh, we'll be able to tell you what to do. The Lord will assist you, Jesus. Don't forget, everybody one way or the other has fallen short of his glory of the Lord. But when you come to the Lord with full repentance, it will help you. Open your mouth and say, my Father, I need your help. Help me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. My Father, I need your help. Help me, O Lord, in Jesus' name. I want to pray on your request. Father, I pray that this request shall be answered. Visit this request by your power and let there be testimony in their life in Jesus' name. The Almighty God will bless you. The yoke of darkness over your life shall be broken. Every cause that tied down your womb shall be broken. Every cause that tied down your womb shall be broken. Every cause that tied down your womb shall be broken, shall be broken, shall be broken. Every cause that tied down your business shall be broken. Every cause that tied down your business shall be broken. Every cause that tied down your children shall be broken. Every cause that tied down your husband shall be broken. Every cause of marital failure, every cause of singlehood, break, 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 break. Every cause of marital distress, every cause of marital conflict, break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus, I declare you free now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God has started working upon many people here, and you will notice complete freedom. It is well with you in Jesus' name. You can get at us on this number 0802-336-9298, 0802-336-9298. I am from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, First Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.